Good morning, welcome. I'm Elvis Pierce and this is Coffee Talk. In the mug today. Cryptocurrency in Nigeria. Google blocks sign-in on very old Android devices and the laundry lens. Cryptocurrency in Nigeria. It's a bit of a nightmare, that is if you look at it from the government's eye, but the story is the Nigerian government has banned cryptocurrency transactions, or basically it has banned banks and financial institutions from trading or facilitating trade in cryptocurrency back in February of this year. And now, according to reports, Nigeria is second to the US in Bitcoin trading, with their figures reaching in the $2 billion. Now, from last year, they had 600 million, and in amount of speaking, that's just the trades that were analyzed, given that Bitcoin trade or cryptocurrency trading in general is anonymous and untraceable. And given untraceability means no taxing, and the government does not like that. So this ban was actually it was issued to serve as a deterrent to crypto trading in the country, but it turns out it is not working, or it has done the opposite. So they've come up with a new plan, that is they're creating their own cryptocurrency and they're calling it the e-naira. So you heard that right. According to reports, Nigeria has plans to launch her own cryptocurrency, which they're calling e-naira. If all goes well, by October of this year, the e-naira will be a full-fledged government-backed cryptocurrency in Nigeria. So the central bank governor said the e-naira will, quote, serve as a wallet, or will operate as a wallet, unquote, for the existing paper currency, which is the naira, right? Now I'm thinking Nigeria cryptocurrency, people in my email telling me they are from other places and they have gifts for me. You know where this is going. I don't know whether it's going to get easier for them or easier for me. I can't tell. But I think the emails are going to come in their numbers when this e-naira comes out. So that's it for cryptocurrency in Nigeria. And sign in on Android devices, right? Are you one of those people who for some reason are still holding on to very old Android devices? And I mean very old. If yes, it's not really a problem. I mean, personally, I would hold on to my old device, or yes, because although I'm running Android 10 now, I still have my Android 7 and 8 phones. So it's not really a problem. But once again, thanks to Google, starting this September, signing into your accounts on very old Android devices will be a bit of a problem. Specifically, you will not be able to sign in on Google. You will not be able to sign into your Google on devices running Android Gingerbread or anything below. So you can still sign in on the web, but you have to update to tablet only Android 3, and which is basically Android 4, right? So that is like starting from Android 3 going downwards, you'll not be able to use your Google account, or you can just say Android 4, because where are you going to find a tablet on an Android 3 for an Android device that is not a tablet? All right, that's just, it's technical, but the basic thing is starting September 27th of this year, you will not be able to sign into your Google account on a very old Android device. And Google said this is going to it's not going to affect things like calling and texting, normal activities of the phone, but they're trying to get people to stop using old devices because these devices pose security risk to your account. So strictly speaking, it's not a bad thing. I mean, devices running Gingerbread, even one or two steps up, will struggle greatly with today's power and memory intensive tasks. So it is a good thing that Google is finally trying to retire them for good, so that we don't have those security breaches and vulnerabilities that can be exploited easily, right? So although every new version will always have a vulnerability, but let's not add the old ones to it, right? So that's basically the thing. So when you look at it, it's a win-win, right? So Google is actually kind of helping here. Now, what if I told you there's an app to do basically anything? I mean, anything, right? So you can have an app that will help you to break up with your girlfriend. You can have an app that will help you make your bed if you are lazy like me. You can have an app that will help you stay healthy, learn math, cook, you know, basically anything, right? Anything that you will need has an app. And onto this app for everything, we are going to be talking about the laundry app, right? And it's the latest app for doing something that most of us have a hard time doing, and that is the laundry. Now, this app was created by a Brazilian developer, and it's called the Laundry Lens. It's really simple to use, and it makes use of the phone's camera. What you have to do is point the device, you point the camera to the tag on the clothes, and it tells you whether to take some caution while using the washing machine, drying it clean, or ironing, basically anything regarding how to care for this piece of cloth. From the tag, it can be done with that app. So imagine bleaching clothes that weren't meant to be bleached. It's a thing of the past, right? So because when you show the phone's camera to the tag, it tells you that you don't bleach this thing, right? So you don't make the mistake of bleaching it. Although, you know, things like that will still happen because that people like me, they forget amnesia all the day long. So there's just one catch though. This app is iOS only. It's not on Android. So Android users, you are gonna probably have to do one or more of the following. So that is like, you can borrow your boyfriend's iPhone, or you can ask mom to help you do the laundry and pretend you're sick to afford doing the laundry without an app, or you can just wait a little while and wait for the Brazilian guy to come up with something for Android users. Or better yet, you can forget about laundry altogether. You just keep going like that. Well, that's a very bad advice, but who knows? People take it all the time. And that's it for today's Coffee Talk. And I'm Elvis Pierce. This is Coffee Talk from the French Speech Magazine. I will see you next week with another brand new episode of Coffee Talk. This episode was written and produced by me, Elvis Franklin Pierce. Don't hesitate to share this podcast if you like it. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.